Around the Home with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor each week on the Lucy Ann Lance Show, Ann Arbor's talk station, 1290 WLBY. Now that the Inflation Reduction Act, as it's being called, has been passed, you may be wondering what kind of benefits are in it for you to save energy, save money in the end. Well, consumers may qualify for up to $10,000 or more in climate tax breaks and rebates in this Inflation Reduction Act. Joining us to talk about this and the services he provides in these regards is Nate Munson. He is owner of Evergreen Energy Savers. Your company has been around for a while now, doing energy audits and making sure that people are realizing what their home might be lacking, what they can do to improve it to help save money and energy. So what did you think when this act was passed in regards to some of the savings that are going to be realized apparently by consumers out there, Nathan?
Well, first of all, thanks, Lucy Ann, for having me on your show. This IRA, Inflation Reduction Act, is a real shot in the arm for businesses such as Evergreen Energy Savers and other businesses that focus on improving the energy efficiency of homes, specifically, you know, doing energy audits, blower door testing, infrared imaging to help figure out where are the biggest bang for the buck solutions for a homeowner's home.
So describe right now those services and how you go into someone's home to determine what kind of energy loss they're experiencing and how they can improve that. How does that work?
Well, there's certain tools that can be used, including the as I mentioned, the blower door, which is something that's fairly new on the scene, relatively speaking. It's kind of the workhorse of the home performance industry, and it's a very large fan that we put in a front door, usually, to somebody's house, and we depressurize the house and help to, which helps us to locate air leakage, zones of air leaks that are big sources of energy loss and comfort problems, as well as measuring that home according to a certain code standard. Now, all new homes, for instance, are required to have a blower door test that meets, so that to prove that the home meets a certain level of tightness.
And generally, when you're doing those new homes, are they up to code in that regard?
Most of them are. For some of the newer builders or builders that have maybe don't do a lot of homes, they can be a little bit surprised by this code. Some homeowner builders are not aware of it all and can be kind of an unpleasant surprise for them to hear that they have to have a blower door test to meet that level of tightness. But my existing builders and larger production builders generally don't have a problem meeting that requirement.
So Nathan, when, and I know we're still trying to get through the act and, you know, really try to find the details in this and what this is going to mean to homeowners, but are you expecting that many of the kinds of things that you are able to perform and determine for homeowners and correct for them might be covered under this act, or at least a way for them to get some dollars back to make these improvements?
Oh, yes, definitely. There's two large pots of money coming to homeowners. One is through the federal government, the other is through the state. The federal government, it's through tax credits on individual income tax returns. And so, for instance, an energy audit, you can get $150 back for an energy audit. So if the average price of an energy audit is $500, you would get $150 back on your tax form, and also for the improvements as well. One of the bigger amounts is up to $8,000, for instance, rebate for going to an air source heat pump technology, which heats and cools your home for that. That's on the state side, which would come in the form of a upfront rebate.
Do you think most homeowners are going to understand this, or they're going to have to rely on the companies they hire to do these tests, to do these kind of corrections in their homes for greater energy savings? We're going to kind of rely on companies to understand this, right?
Yeah, that's true. And not all companies are built the same. Sometimes you get more of a sales pitch approach, and other times you'll get more of a building science first approach. And the Inflation Reduction Act really does focus on a performance or a building science approach, where they really want to see measurable and quantifiable energy savings.
And that's key to your business. I know that's kind of where you are coming from with Evergreen Energy Savers. Can you explain that a little bit more? Building science, what are you talking about?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So building science is also kind of a new way of looking at buildings and really understanding how the building reacts within its climate. So we're really understanding, trying to understand the dynamics of heat flow, moisture flow, pressure flow, and air leakage and so forth. And all these things generally go from areas of high energy to areas of low energy. And so high heat moves to low heat. So for instance, we all think in terms of heat rising, but really heat moves in all directions. It just goes from high to low. So we think, well, I need attic insulation, which is true. Oftentimes homes do need insulation, but you can't ignore or neglect the idea that your basement walls or areas above the grade are that are completely uninsulated. For instance, you get a lot of energy flow and heat loss through foundation walls as well, especially in our Michigan climate.
Yeah. Do you find that older home stock, you know, we in the Washtenaw County region, we have a lot of homes that date back, you know, hundreds of years. Do you find that those were really well made, and or do you see a lot of spots that you can correct where energy is escaping and you want to kind of retain that? And compare that to maybe the newer stock that's coming in. How would you compare that?
That's a really great question, because the housing stock has a great deal of variation, not only from decade to decade, but also builder to builder, or just house to house, which is why it's so important to test each house individually. So a lot of older homes do have significant air leakage problems. The energy code, which went into effect in 2016 here in Michigan, that requires houses to have a blower door test and verify that they are built to a tighter standard. Generally then that's improved a lot of the housing stock since then. Before that, houses built in the 90s and 2000s, early 2000s, were built with the kind of concept that, well, a house has to breathe, and which is true, but not hyperventilate or be starved for air. But so they don't meet a certain level of tightness that are really wind up saving the homeowners a lot of energy and fixing a lot of comfort problems that they have. So it really does vary from house to house.
So it's a delicate balance, it sounds like.
Yes, it is. In the home performance industry, we have a motto that goes, seal it tight, but ventilate right.
I like that. Seal it tight, but ventilate right. We're talking with Nathan Munson. He is the owner of Evergreen Energy Savers. And you can go online to his website. It is evergreenenergysavers.com. That's evergreenenergysavers.com. I see on your website, you've got some testimonials on there. One of them coming from Principal Architect at Architectural Resource, Michael Clement, who is renowned when it comes to net zero homes. He does beautiful work. And he says here that energy management is a key component of our green design process. Evergreen Energy Savers has proven to be a valuable ally for us as a consultant to help our clients, whether new, remodel, or addition, establish real and quantifiable metrics for energy management and conservation. And I think that's interesting, the quantifiable part of that, because you really want to know, okay, what kind of savings am I having here? How did I do this? And how much better is my home right now, Nathan?
Yeah, big shout out to Michael Clement. He's a truly is an outstanding leader in our field. And his testimonial puts his finger right on the benefit of having a consultant doing energy analysis, doing energy testing for new homes, for existing homes that may be getting a deep energy retrofit. And I know one of the things that he's interested in doing is providing net zero energy homes. And there's great rebates in the Inflation Reduction Act for the new net zero energy ready homes, which means they don't have to be net zero right now, but they have to be built or designed and renovated so that when the solar panels or wind energy does come, they're going to be using the same amount of energy that they are, they're going to be producing the same amount of energy that they're using.
Yeah, interesting. You mentioned earlier, Nathan, a heat pump. Tell us what that technology is and what that would mean for a homeowner.
Yeah, heat pump is that's a real emerging technology, and it's really just emerging for cold weather climates. Heat pumps are both ground-based, like a geothermal system, or above-ground-based. And basically, they pull the existing heat that's in the air or in the ground out of that air or ground and put it into your house. So it's kind of like a refrigerator or an air conditioner. Using that same technology, only if you have a window air conditioner and you turn it around, you're getting the heat blowing into your house versus outside. And so it's the same principle where you can use that heat that comes out of one side, let's say the bottom of your refrigerator, and put that into the house. So it's just using the magic of air conditioning. And not only, of course, getting air conditioning into your house, but also heat into your house.
Wow. And you really need an expert to explain all of this to you, for most of us anyway, especially with up to $8,000 of home energy rebates in this this climate tax bill being called an Inflation Reduction Act. There's so many nuances to this. You want to make sure you've got the right person doing these kinds of things for you who understands the money, the savings, and how you can access both the rebates and the tax credits. Pretty incredible time right now. And boy, we're at a time where every dollar really is important to homeowners out there, to everyone, really. Some people can't even pay for their groceries right now. So we're kind of on a precipice here, and people want to save money, Nathan, and you're going to show them how.
Yeah, that's really true. That's a good point. It really is designed for the smaller guy, this Inflation Reduction Act. I think it was called that in large part because they tacked a 15% minimum tax on corporations earning over $1 billion. And that's going to make back $300 billion over the next 10 years of the $369 billion that the act is pumping into the economy. So that's why it's not being seen as inflationary, but it's just a nice redistribution of wealth from very wealthy corporations to just normal people like you and I.
Well, time will tell how all of this works out and what it's going to mean for our economy overall. But one thing is for certain, with this act, there are some very specific ways that homeowners can save energy and save money. Great talking today with Nathan Munson. He is owner of Evergreen Energy Savers. And go online to evergreenenergysavers.com. I want to give your phone number as well. It is 734-358-3909. That's 358-3909. Nathan, thank you so much, and thanks for kind of explaining some of the interesting nuances of this act and how this is all going to play out in regards to our homes and energy. Great talking with you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Lucianne.
You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, the Lucianne Lance Show, 1290 WLBY.